Well, I've actually got another vaguely reef-related one. This is a great one for anyone out there who has or would like to have some tropical fish at home. And, not everyone can go out to the coral reefs of Australia or the Pacific Islands, like a lot of the very lucky researchers that we get to talk to. So, why not have an aquarium at home? Well, now you can get your tropical reef fish guilt-free because Eco Aquariums PNG, a company based in Papua New Guinea, is leading the way in sustainably caught aquarium fish. I spoke to Dan Navin, the director of Eco Aquariums, to find out more about the company and how they're helping to preserve local reefs and also help local communities.
So Eco Aquariums is a company that exports saltwater aquarium fish to importers around the world. Right now we have buyers in Asia, London, and North America. And basically we are committed to maintaining a sustainable aquarium fishery here in Papua New Guinea. So the fish that we're marketing are we're marketing them as the most sustainably collected and equitably traded aquarium fish in the world, which means that we aren't taking too many, and we're also paying a fair price to the people who are doing the collecting. The ultimate goal is to basically make the aquarium fishery a very powerful coral reef conservation tool here in Papua New Guinea.
When we talk about sustainable in this context, what does this mean, and how do you go about scientifically testing whether it is sustainable?
As far as our sustainability claims go, basically we are abiding by total allowable catch limits, or TACs, that the PNG government establishes for us. So what the PNG government is doing is their National Fisheries Authority is sending divers out onto the reefs, and they're conducting belt transect surveys on every single reef that we collect from. From the outer reef slope to the reef crest to the reef flats, seagrass areas, all of our collection zones. Basically, through their hundreds of replicates, they're establishing population estimates of all of our target species. And then from those estimates, they establish a catch limit. And then basically, we have to abide by that catch limit. PNG is the only aquarium fish exporting country in the world that's conducting these kind of surveys to this kind of detail. And we're the only aquarium fishery in the world that has the actual scientific data to back up our claims of sustainability.
And I understand that you also involve the local people too, giving them an incentive to look after the reefs as well.
That's right. So all of the collection is done by the locals in the coastal villages around central province of PNG. So basically we are paying locals that have been trained in sustainable aquarium fish collection, which means they've been trained to gently collect the fish without breaking the corals. And we're paying them per fish that they collect. So the whole idea is that we're employing average local coastal villagers to do this fish collection, and we're giving them an opportunity to earn a pretty good income off of fish that are otherwise totally worthless to them, the tiny, colorful reef fish. Probably our most popular fish right now is actually the Nemo, Amphiprium pergula. Even though it's a pretty common fish in the aquarium trade, the fish from the pergula clowns from PNG are very unique in their coloration. They have odd stripes and lots of deep pigmentation. In PNG, these fish have absolutely no value because there is no aquarium fishery up until now. So these fish essentially were, kind of nice to look at, but really had no value to the local people. They concentrated mostly on the larger fish, the food fish. So by going into these villages and offering money for these fish that had no value, suddenly their coral reef resource takes on a whole new meaning of economic opportunity, and it really reinforces their position to protect their corals and protect their reef from local pollution and destructive fishing.
Is sustainability within the aquarium trade as a whole quite a sort of unusual new concept?
I think it's becoming more and more of a widespread concept, but I don't think it's actually being implemented very widespread at all. And it certainly isn't being backed up by any kind of science outside of Papua New Guinea. I mean, there's a lot of talk of sustainability now, especially in the USA. Lots of people are promoting captive bred fish, and they're kind of trying to steer people away from the wild caught fish. So one of the biggest things that Eco Aquariums, says is that it's probably better to support a sustainable wild collection fishery than to support captive bred fisheries, mainly because if you're supporting captive bred fish, then you're kind of cutting out the Pacific Islanders from the market chain, which then takes away their economic incentive to protect their coral reefs.
So do you hope that the way that Eco Aquariums runs things, do you hope that this will be spread out elsewhere in the world, elsewhere in the sort of tropical
reef regions.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Eco Aquariums is trying to set the standard for the, you know, the wild collection-based aquarium fishery. We're implementing a labeling and tagging system, so all the fish that come out of PNG have a label attached to them, not actually attached to the fish, but attached to their fish bags, which labels the fish clearly as originating from PNG, coming from Eco Aquariums. So we're really marketing these fish as the sustainable alternative. They're very obvious, very easy for people to see, so they can make that decision to support a more sustainable option. And we're hoping that there is a huge demand for this and that it's going to force other companies to change their ways.
And of course, they're going to be available in Europe by Christmas. Are they already available in other parts of the world?
They're going to be available in Singapore on Thursday, and they're going to be available in North America very soon. So we are actually pretty much just in the startup phase right now. We'll be making our first exports to Asia this week, London before Christmas, and hopefully same with New York City. So these will be widely available in the coming months.
So if you live in Asia or Europe, you can get those Nemo-style clownfish orders in before Christmas, though you'll have to wait a little longer in the United States. That was Dan Navin from Eco Aquariums PNG, and you can find links to their website on our site.